be one of my favorite books in the Bible, and you can learn so much. But the Lord helped me years ago when I was studying this book, I think, to see some things that I had never seen before. And He helps me continue to see some things in this little book, and I'd like to share some of those with you today. Today's message is called, say it with me, a what? A blended family. Years ago when I started studying a blended family in the book of Ruth, my experience with a blended family was having a growing up in a home where mom and dad were divorced. I was a hellraiser, a kid, poor as dirt, you know, family mean as a snake. And that was my experience, not a good experience. My stepdad eventually murdered my mother. So not a good experience on a blended family. It didn't work out good for the Clarks. And that was my experience. Little did I know, things would happen in my life and pain would come in my own life. And I actually would end up having a blended family. I have a blended family now. So it's crazy how God works. Years before, He helped me in the Word to see this, and now I'm living it, you know. And I'd like to share it with you today, and just a little bit of what we can see from the book of Ruth. Let's go with it, a blended family. Can't preach the whole book of Ruth again. Bottom line, woman named Naomi from Bethlehem, went to Moab with her husband. He died there, had two sons. They married two Moabites, which were cursed. It was a cursed nation. They were a nation of incest. It was a horrible place to be and a horrible place to be from. You'd want to erase your name if you were from Moab, okay? You'd want to say something else, you know, where you were from. So this woman, and she lost her two sons as well. And so one woman named Ruth says, I'll go back with you home to Bethlehem. And Naomi didn't want her to go because she was bitter, but she said, okay. She relented because Ruth wouldn't give up on her. Amen? So this daughter-in-law stayed with her mother-in-law. They made this journey 60 miles back to Bethlehem by foot. Desert hard. So they get there. They said, oh, Naomi's home. She said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara because I'm what? Bitter. I'm bitter. I'm bitter because of what happened to me. Well, Ruth's staying there with her at the house, and that's working out nice. I mean, as far as they get along and everything, but she's fine. And Naomi said, you've got to get out of the house, honey. You know, you hanging out here thinking I'm going to have more young'uns? It ain't happening. You need to go find a man. And so anyway, we talked about that last week, the gleaning process. She went in and she was gleaning in a field like poor people and strangers would do, and that's how they would get fed. And she goes in at harvest time and lays at the feet of this man, not just any man, the man Boaz. Y'all remember that so far? So that's where we were last week. She lays at his feet. He blesses her. There's a process called the redeeming process, where if you're a family member to another man who has died, you can basically buy the rights to his family and care for his family and love his family. It was a good plan. It was a godly plan. And Boaz wanted to do that. He really liked this Ruth. And he wanted to do that, but he said, somebody else is in front of me. Somebody else has the rights before me. That's where we pick up our story today. So he said, I got to go meet with him, see what's going to happen. Then Boaz went up to the gate. That's where they had these meetings and things official, like your town hall. He went up to the gate and he set him down there. And behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke, the one who had first right, came by, unto whom he said, ho! Y'all ever say ho? Ho! Ho, such an one, turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and he sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city. So got some witnesses, got a little court going on. And they sat down and said, sit here. And they all sat down together. Keep going. And he said unto the kinsman, Naomi, that has come again out of the country of Moab, she sells a parcel of land, which was our brother's Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people, if you want to redeem it. Redeem it. So he gives him the first right, which is the right thing to do, and it's the legal thing to do. But if you'll not redeem it, then tell me that I might know. For there is none to redeem it beside you. And I'm after who? You. And he said, I will redeem it. So the fellow said, I'll do what? Good, I like that land. I like that mess. Good, I like that. I'll buy that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take that. Thank you for stopping me today. That was good for my business. We're going to do that. Then Boaz said, now, wait now. What day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must also buy also of who? Now, he had never called her this before, but he used it here. The what? The Moabitess, which is like a curse word. You can, now, you know you're going to take Ruth, you know Ruth and them folk, them incest people. That would be something you'd be like, uh-oh. Keep looking. The wife of the dead, you got to raise up a name of the dead upon his inheritance. I mean, it ain't just land. There's a woman that comes with it, not just any woman, a Moabite. Now, you had no picture of her or nothing, probably. And the kinsman said, no, I can't do that. I can't be doing that right now. I don't know what his wife's name would have been, but yeah, I don't think she's going to like none of that. That ain't happening. Lest I mar my own inheritance. What does that mean? She's going to kill me if I bring this woman home. It ain't happening. All right, my family hooked up with a Moabitess. You kidding me? It ain't happening. So I mar my inheritance. Redeem thou my right to yourself, for I can't do it. Y'all with me so far? Say. It's not that hard to understand. Y'all right in the back? Yes or no? Okay, if you fall asleep, just fall forward. Here we go. Then said Boaz, I'm sorry, so I can't buy it for myself. You'll have to redeem it. Keep going, buddy. Verse 7, please. Now, this was the manner in former time of Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing. For to confirm all things, a man plucked off his shoe. Yeah, he plucked off his shoe and gave it to him. I like shaking hands. How about you? Now, if you have a really nice pair of Nikes about size 13, I'll take them. Don't give me one of them. I'll take two of them. I'd like them shoes. Amen. But anyway, so that's what he did. He plucked off his shoe, gave it to his neighbor, and this was a testimony. It was legal. It was binding. Therefore, the kinsman said unto Boaz, buy it for you. So he drew off his shoe. There you go. I know it's craziness. And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, you're witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's, that's the other brother, and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my what?
Wife.
Woo! Yes, sir. It's a happening thing. Why? To raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren. The woman he married to was married to. Now, he's dead. She's going to have children. It's going to be in the same family, and they're going to have a heritage. And from the gate of his place, you are witnesses this day. Now let's go with the message, Raj. Now we read the scripture. Clark, how could you get a blended family out of all that? Well, guys, if this ain't a blended family, I don't know a blended family. Here's some people from on the other side of the tracks. Amen? And they hooked up, and he's having to take care of things that, you know, pertaining to her. And it's just, it can be sort of a mess. But I want to do this today, a blended family. Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. None of them had hair of gold. Now, some of them did, like their mother. Here we go. Keep going. There's this man, yeah. A man named Gary, who was bringing up two children of his own. Amen? So, that's us. And by the way, we got to throw the dog in. Because we need a dancer up there. Used to be Oreo. But old Dancer there, he got a haircut because I don't like that poodle-looking thing he's got going on now, so we cut him. So the Clark Bunch, I want to talk to you today about a blended family. Now, we're going to change the subject a little bit now. A blended family. And we're going to move, Rod. It's going to help us to move forward. How can I have a blended family, Pastor? And how can I have a blended family and it be successful? Y'all with me so far? Now, we're laughing. We're having a good time. We're reading the Bible. We've learned something from the Scriptures this morning. I'd like to now let's carry it a little further. Let's bring it down to earth where we're living this morning, right in this room. Number one, if you want your family, you can say blended family or you can say family, period. If you want to have a successful family, say that with me. You must have what?
Passion! You've got to be passionate about it!
It can't be like, well, you know, whatever. I'll get around to my family whenever I want to. You won't have a successful family. I don't care if it's your first wife to the day you die. It'll be a miserable life. It won't be what God can do for your life. You hear me today? Passion. Passion. You've got to be passionate about it. Psalm says, thou openest thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Keep going. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, especially with a blended family, forgetting those things which are what? Behind. Can we learn from the past? Sure we can. Is all the past bad? No. But guys, you can't live in the past. If you want your family to make it, especially this blended family, you're bringing two families together. How in the world? You've got to have passion. You've got to forget some things that are behind. You've got to reach forth at the things that are before. God wants your family to be a success. He wants to bless you. Do you understand? He's the one who made family. Mom and daddy and young'uns. That's all God's plan. He wants this to work for you. But you got to forget some things that you're behind. Reach forth to the things that are before. Say that next verse with me. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's God's will for my family to succeed. You believe that? Yes or no? Sure. God's all about my family. He wants me to have my family. He wants us to make it. Okay, if it means me changing, me having to do, me having to humble myself, me having to, whatever it is, God's in that, and He wants me to make it. But you've got to have passion about it, okay? You can't be passive. Well, whatever. She leaves. Whatever. You know, I'll let the school raise the young'uns. Is that your attitude? Say. Passion. You hearing me today? Yes or no? Passion. Keep going, Rod. Passion. So that's number one. So secret number one. We're trying to get us some secrets to having a blended family. And these work for family in general as well. Secret number one. You've got to what? Hey, can y'all scream that a little louder? You've got to what? You've got to want it. You've got to want your family to make it. You've got to want to be a good husband. You've got to want to be a good wife. You've got to want to be a good mama. You've got to want to be a good daddy. You got to want to provide. Amen. Say. You got to want to get your tail up out of bed and get to church on Sunday. You got to want that stuff. Are you listening? Say. Passion. That's number one. You've got to want it. But I put this word there. Be what? You can be as passionate till the cows come home, but it doesn't mean you don't. You have to be realistic. You do have to know, especially in a blended family, you know, there can be some mess here and there can be some mess here, and it might not all be just smooth sailing. Be realistic. That doesn't mean you can't be passionate. But don't just be, oh, God just wants us all. Amen. It's going to be down and dirty sometimes. Be realistic about family life. Amen. Every time you tell the children, sit down, they ain't going to do it. Amen. Say. I had to get on to the little one yesterday, and I even said something to Kim. I was outside working in the yard. And I heard her say, Danny. And then Danny. And then Dan. She said it three times. That's not going to fly at my house. This is something, but what does that mean? Well, I've got to be realistic. That's the way maybe it has been. It's not going to work. I said, Danny, set your tail down. Go sit down. And when Mama says it one time, calls your name one time. Go listen. Yes, sir. Y'all agree with that? Say. Come on. It's not easy, though. It's not easy. Being a parent ain't for sissies. I told Kim that yesterday. Being a parent ain't for sissies. She said, well, thanks for calling me a sissy. I said, I didn't call you a sissy. Be realistic. Number two, purpose. The word purpose. How are we doing on time? 22? Okay, oh my goodness gracious. But this I say, he that sows, purpose, say the word purpose. Thank you. He that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully shall reap. Now, I know this is talking about money, but it's talking about effort too in your life and giving and doing things and having purpose and making effort. Every man according as he does what in his heart? Purpose is in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a what? God loves a cheerful daddy, too, and God loves a cheerful mama and a mama that has purpose in her heart for her family. You listening today? He loves that. God's able to make all grace abound toward you and your family and a blended family. I know it's not easy, but He's able to make grace abound to you that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. I believe that. So here's secret number two, purpose. What's secret number two? Do whatever what? Now, you can be passionate about your family where you want that. Got to be realistic. But purpose says, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Did Boaz do whatever it took? Say. He did it the right way. He set out by the gate. He held him back. Ho, come over here. He held him down.
told him the deal, but he's smart. He just told him a little bit of it, didn't he? Then he hit him with the roof. I bet you he practiced that all night. Why? Because he wanted it. You got to do whatever it takes for your family. If you're going to make it, you listening or not? You okay this morning? Praise the Lord. Do whatever it takes, guys. Sometimes the sledding in family is very tough. I know what it's like. I've been there. It's very tough sledding. Stay with it. Say, stay with it. Stay with it. Okay? Purpose. This is the purpose of my life, is to be a dad, to be a mom. It's the purpose of my life, to be a husband, to be a wife. This is my purpose. God, this is why you made me. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Amen? You listening or not? Making a blended family work. So the word that we put up here is be ready. Be ready. What does that mean? Be ready to do whatever it takes to make this family work. Y'all listening? You're okay. All right. We're not going to spend forever on that point. Let's go to another. Priority. Priority. If you want your family to work and a blended family to work where there's a mom and a dad and there's youngins here and there's youngins here and we're going to try to bring them together and we're going to make it work, you better learn the word priority. And family must be a priority. Amen. Say. Yeah, but I like to fish, or I like to do this, or I like to do that. You better be putting that family somewhere right at the top, baby, and make it a priority. The Bible says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth." And I'm learning that. I'm old and got youngins again. "Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed. But they shall speak with the enemies in the what? In the gate." So just some scripture here. Priority. Just a couple of points on this one. This one really bothers me in families. Families complain why they're not making it. They want to blame God. I blame you. And I blame me. Are you listening today? Because we don't, listen, be a parent first and not a what? Can we say that loud? Maybe somebody here. Come on. Be a parent first and not a what? You might like to go out and party, and you might like to go out and have a good time. Did you know what? Your children are more important than any party or any drinking you're going to do or any hanging out you're going to do or any fishing all night you're going to do. Where are your young'uns at? You hear me today? Priority. Make family a priority. Make your young'uns a priority. Keep looking. You've heard that it was said, Jesus speaking by them of old time, you shall not commit what? Adultery. You love that husband. You love that wife. You do the right thing. Make it a priority. This is what I'm going to do. This is the will of God for my life. This is the best life. I want that best life for myself. Don't be a player. "But I say to you that whosoever looks on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already in his own heart." Keep looking. "If your right eye offend thee, pluck it out. Cast it from thee. It's more profitable for thee that one of your members should perish and that your whole body shouldn't be cast into the fire." Instead of the playing around, I see it, I hear it, I don't like it. Children today are shelved, they're shuffled, and they get the what? Can we say that together? Come on. Children today are shuffled, and they get the what? So often, why are they shelved? Why are they shuffled? Why are the kids getting the shaft so we can go have our good time? Am I being too ugly on a Sunday morning to you this morning? Say. There's a lot of hard work that goes on in this gym, training in this gym, in those locker rooms, out on this court when it's raining outside and we're coaching football here. We bring them right in this gym. We start them down at the other end. We have them do suicides. Do you know what that is? Y'all have done those, haven't you? Say. We run them in here. And that's how I feel about this point right now. If it makes your tongue hang out a little bit, good. If I'm wearing you out right now, good. Be a parent first. You're listening today. How many would say a good amen to that? Amen. Amen. Come on. Yeah, praise the Lord. How many would just go ahead and praise the Lord for that? Come on. Let's keep looking. 50% of girls today grow up without a father. Well, I know that two ain't. Abby and Danny. They're worth it. They were worth it. I told Kim, and I tell Kim often, Kim, I married you for you. Because her family, her children, have faced abuse. I said, I married you for you. not your children. But inside of me, I knew Danny and Abby would have a better future if I was part of their future. Not because I'm a great guy, because that's what a dad can do. A dad can do that if it's a priority. Y'all listening today? Your kids will have a better life if you listen today. It'll be okay. Some of you ought to take mess, go home and just throw it in the trash and say, my kids matter more than this mess. I don't know what that trash might be. Doesn't matter. They're worth more than that. Amen. Say. 30% of girls today will be molested or become pregnant by the age of 13. One out of six, I guess, say that they're molested, but I think they say the numbers are a lot higher than that. Because of the shame, they don't speak out. Isn't it about time we go ahead and make family a priority? And I hate to say it, so often in a blended family, the numbers are higher. It's hard work. You can do it, though. Secret number three. The children should be your what? Say that last part with me. Be what? When I adopted Danny and Abby, the judge looked at me. He said, now before you say this and before I make it official and legal, you'd realize what you're doing, sir. You're responsible for them, those children. You have equal responsibility, just as this mother. Amen? You think God wants the parents to be responsible for their children? Say. How many get wore out sometimes and it just tired you out? It about killed me. I had awesome kids, but I'm just saying it's tiring, isn't it? It'd have been so easy yesterday not to say, Danny, you know, it would have been easier just mow the grass. It isn't for sissies. That's for sure. Number four, people. How can I have a successful family? Y'all listening, you're live with me this morning? Okay? People. Enlist and include the positive support of others, especially family. I want... Here, Elise, wait at me, baby. Did you grow up being loved by the church folk? Yeah, I heard you, baby. I credit the success and so much of the blessing of my children today to the Church of Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to do the same thing for Danny and Abby. I want your support in raising those children. And some of you right now, some of you take them to go get an ice cream. Some of you take them and take them bowling. And I want them to know the love of God's people. Amen? And plus, we need that. Yes? My family's all where's the aunts and uncles at up yonder in Carolina and all over? Your family to me. You hearing me say? That's church, baby. That's what I want. People. The elders. Keep reading the scripture from Ruth. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make this woman that has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two did build, the house of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephratah and be famous in Bethlehem. Amen. So include the elders. I want you elderly and older people included in my children's life. George and Dory, are you in the room or not? Where you at? Dory, you help love my kids. You help love Mitch and Elise, Dory and George. I still remember the dolls that they would make for my kids, you know, for Elise and they do the things for Mitch and give them gum. Include the elders, but also the women. Look, you know what can help you with your family? Some other good women helping you with your young ones sometimes. Advice and listening and support. You're hearing about the message. Trying to stay focused with you. The women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord which hath not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be unto you a restorer of your life and a nourisher of your own in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, which loves thee, which is better to thee than how many sons? Hath borne him. So, include people, include elders, include women. How about grandma? Can you say grandma? How about grandma? How about grandma can do? It's sad when families don't include grandma. And it breaks grandma's heart so many times. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on, include grandma. Naomi took the child, laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. Took care of that kid. Loved that kid. Ain't no better babysitter than grandma, is it? If I want Danny and Abby to fly up and straight, you know, sit up and fly right, I can say, you want to go to grandma's? They love grandma. Amen? Secret number four. Enlist the help from other people. Say that last part with me. Get what? You want your blended family to make it? I thought I'd just get married and live happily ever after. Sorry, you're on planet Earth. You need this stuff. But it works in all our families. Y'all okay? What time we got? Here we go. We're doing good. Promise. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walks in His ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of your hands. Happy shall you be, and it shall be well with you. You've got to believe this. Your wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of your house, thy children like olive plants round about your table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless you out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yea, thou shalt see your children's children in peace upon Israel. You've got to believe that what you're doing in your family, making that commitment, making that effort, is the right thing. And God's going to bless you for that. Amen. You've got to believe in His promise. Believe that greatness is possible for your children. Believe that greatness is possible for your marriage. Especially in a blended family, in a blended marriage, when you've got the past. Like me, I loved my life and I loved my family. And those memories don't just go away. You've got to get up every day. You've got to have faith and you've got to keep pushing forward. And you've got to know God has good things for me. Amen. Say. Believe. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be the Lord, which hath not left you this day without a kinsman, that His name may be famous in Israel. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name. It. The baby. There is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name. Say it with me. One more time. Obed? Does Obed matter? Oh, Obed matters. This had to happen. I'm glad they had purpose and passion. I'm glad they believed in their family. Because Obed is the father of Jesse. And Jesse's the father of who? King David, the greatest king who ever lived. Are you kidding me? Do you believe like that for your family? The promise of God that good things can happen in my family. My kids can be something special. You believe like that? Or they're just no good? Man, promise. Secret number five. Say it with me. Greatness is what? Possible. Even in a blended family. Yeah. Even in a blended family. Amen? Greatness. Greatness is possible. Think that about your family. Amen? Say. Get your head up. And the word, be redeemed, be redeemed, be redeemed, be redeemed. Would you let God, would you give your life to the Lord, your family to the Lord, and let Him redeem your family? Would you let Him make something out of the brokenness of your family? Would you let Him do something crazy in your family? Would you be redeemed today? Would you believe that you can have a great family because of Jesus Christ in your life and in your heart and in your marriage? Yes or no? Say. And quit making the excuses and saying, well, yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but you don't. You might be surprised how much we might understand you here in this room. A lot of pain in this room? Raise your hand if you had some serious pain in this room. Come on. How about some family pain? I mean hard family pain. There's a lot of hurt here. Can we give a little testimony? How many you went on, you had to hurt, you had to pain, but God helped you, and you've been able to see success in a blended family. Can I see your hand? Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on. How about that? Come on. Come on. Amen.